You know, the Democrats have now won, assuming that Hillary Clinton does win the popular vote. She's ahead now. They will have won the popular vote in six of the last seven presidential elections. And yet they come out of this election without the White House, without the House, without the Senate, without most of the governorships and state legislatures in this country. This is now a Republican-run country from top to bottom. And it leaves the Democrats in a quandary. They believe that they have a coalition, a rising coalition of a new America. And the popular vote would suggest they're right. But in one way or another, they have a party that's been hollowed out over the Obama administration.